Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer ice in your boy?
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
Now, can you turn off that power switch over there? On your right-hand side, underneath the speakers, between the two monitors, you'll see a lighted switch. Thank you very much.
Oogly.
Thank you for riding America's roller coaster. I remind you now to keep all of your hands and legs in the car. Please wait until the car comes to a complete stop, until exiting the car. Stay in your seats at all times. Make sure you pull the bar down firmly until it clicks. The attendant will be around.
Did you work at Cedar Point?
I can't hear myself.
Yeah?
Wake up! And give me what you got.
I don't hope it's a good. Come on, man, wake up. Give me what you got.
I need you.
Get connected. Up next, Ice Ice Baby. That's not even in the same realm. Stereo MC's had this drugged out white guy frontman thing before Eminem ever was around.
Yeah. He was better than Eminem, too.
But for his time, I mean. And plus, what they were doing really wasn't. They were doing more of a fusion thing.
Right.
Not a straightforward hip hop thing. Just dance beats, reggaeton, rap.
Reggaeton.
Reggae, reggaeton, reggae, dance hall, shit, you know, dub, trip hop.
That sounds familiar.
Some of that Britpop shit where they were going back into like the psychedelic era. They also did that effect where they project onto a screen and then a thin screen and then poke it, like in the Insane in the Membrane video.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of that, or I've seen that before.
Yeah. They do that in this video, which is all a live performance, too. What's also unique about this, this is actually a video of a live performance that they released for as their single, much like Trent Reznor did for... Anyone?
March of the Pigs.
Thank you. Sir, you take home all the tacos.
Woo!
Yeah. Now, this is a lengthy version of the song, though. I mean, they've already done all the parts of the song, haven't they? Like, you should be out in 3 minutes, and this is 5 minutes, 39 seconds. Of course, it is a live jam. Oh, solo for the background singers. These are the whitest people in the crowd here, waving their arms around.
Yeah.
Go, Whitey. Go, Whitey. It's someone's birthday.
Who?
Yeah, it's someone.
Oh.
They're at a bar.
Happy birthday, someone.
Woo!
Yeah.
Whoa, trippy.
Whoa.
Check it out.
Don't look directly into the middle.
Do it. Jesus. A Chrome remote to Chrome remote. Watch. Watch it produce. Going to the desktop here and my other computer. Bam, 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 bam. Into infinity. How does that not crash the internet?
It's a good question.
Boom, 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 boom. And you can watch it all change too. Watch, watch. Let's see. What can we do here? Boom.
Reminds me of that game for Sega Master System.
Yeah?
Yeah, Load Runner.
Oh, Load Runner? Yeah, you'd have that. Or there was that Tron game where you look down.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Zaxxon, too. Zaxxon didn't have a down perspective. It had, like, this weird isometric projection where it wasn't quite true angle. Zaxxon was a very unique game.
Yeah.
And they were able to give you an interesting angle enough to navigate up and down and side to side, you know, and not just one or the other. Whereas you'd play, Life Force, and you'd alternate levels where you'd have a side scroller and top down. Where Contra was basically the same thing. Contra was a Life Force on foot.
Right.
Game over, man!
You gonna do it again? I like a firm band on my headphones, but every once in a while they punch you in the face.
Yeah. That does happen to me sometimes. Especially the ones at my work.
Chords. Ha.
You got those Beyer Dynamic.
Yeah.
Those big cushy jobs.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
They're still holding up?
Yeah. 3 years now.
Yeah. Chris doesn't believe in paying a lot of money for headphones.
Oh, really?
They have an Apple logo on them.
Yes. Hey, there's no wire.
Yeah. No, there's major pluses. Nice. That's more of a lifestyle thing.
Yeah. Cordless.
Anything that has Bluetooth, I can Bluetooth them too.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just saying. We'll talk about headphones.
Yeah. I don't know. That was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Turn my headphones up. I'm serious, nigga. Turn them shits up.
All right. So, day one or is it day two?
Yeah. Does yesterday count?
Yeah.
The first full day.
Yeah, we count from noon, so it's noon then.
When you start a new job, the first full day of your job counts, right?
Noon yesterday to noon, 4 years.
I feel like you guys...
from yesterday.
You guys have all seen Ghostbusters, right?
Oh, yeah. They're counting this down in minutes.
You know how when they're all up on the... They're going up to meet Gozer.
Yeah.
All right, and Gozer... no, that's him. Are you a god? You know...
Right.
Yeah.
There's just one point in that movie where Ernie Hudson goes, nobody moves, nobody dies. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, it's day two. Let's just kind of... But he started strong already. Yeah.
I said I was going to kill Obamacare, and here's me signing a piece of paper proving that I will kill Obamacare.
Yeah.
Doesn't kill it yet.
We're just going to... I guess we'll just wait and see and smoke a whole bunch of weed, talk about other things. Right.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something better to talk about.
Yes, there's got to be. We'll find things. Mike has a fucking goddamn championship belt that he did not earn.
It's all right. You can buy him. It's all idea. Enjoy him.
I'm the champ.
You have to earn a championship belt.
Out of
hey, don't worry,
this
we
right
got
here, there's only one contender.
I think you just got called out, Rob.
No, he's the only one that I'm afraid of.
I'd be the only one that doesn't want it.
He said there is only one contender. Dude, that was clearly... Dude, I feel... No, wait. This is wrong music now.
What?
What else is going on? We survived the inauguration.
So far.
Apparently. You see, Trump's a pathetic dancer. And that version of My Way...
White guy.
Did you hear the version of My Way that he danced to, though?
No.
Oh, my fucking God. Why don't you play a little bit of it? It's fun.
No, it's not.
Did
no,
you hear it?
I heard it.
You heard it?
It's not. Who did it?
I don't even know.
You know who did it?
It was a live performance, I would imagine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was not good.
Well, just tell me who did it.
I forgot. And it made
who done it? Definitely. I know who it wasn't, for sure. Madonna. We know it wasn't Madonna. Which, by the way, what is going on with Madonna? Was that really her pubes shaved into a Nike symbol?
Supposedly.
I have no
but
idea
do you believe
what you're
it?
Talking about.
I would believe it. I have no idea what you're talking about, but
yeah,
I believe it.
Okay, that's another thing we
got to
look at,
jazz singer Aaron Bohem?
Well, did you find the video?
Oh, there are several.
Well, yeah, I want hear a little bit of the song so we can...
I was just trying to find out who was singing it before I played it.
Yeah, I only got one side.
We didn't have a chance, but we knew we were going
to
win.
I don't need all this. Look at how Melania, her hair is getting closer to Trump's. If you just blew up Trump's hair and sloped it over to the side, see how she's got the big Donald swoop on the one side?
The end is near.
This is...
And so I face the
come on, buddy. One, two, three, four, one... two, three, come on.
This isn't the same one that I... Oh, there's three singers. Yeah, okay. Who's coming out? Is that...
Now here's all his kids. Wow, this is pretty lame.
Did Pence bring Ren and Stimpy?
Did Disney write this?
No, sir. I did not like it.
What was your question?
Did Disney write that? That's pretty goddamn cheesy.
Well, yeah, everybody comes out.
Yeah.
How long was that version? That's why they needed three singers. Like 12-minute version of a song that's 2.5 on record.
I know, right?
Like, band's like, how long we got a vamp for? Tell me somebody played this version at a protest somewhere.
Oh, this is a live version.
Yeah. No, there was a whole video for this, wasn't there? It was, you know, oh yeah, you're looking up Sid Vicious. Yeah. A lot of people think it was as the Sex Pistols, but that was his solo thing.
Indeed.
I saw the movie with Courtney Love in it. I know what I'm talking about.
Did you know?
So Madonna's a whore? Or a grumpy whore?
Who said she was a grumpy whore? I was talking about her pubic hair.
Oh. I stand by my statement. Because I saw something on AP today at one of the women's marches. She dropped the F-bomb like 5 times on CNN or something.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And to our detractors that insist... that this march will never add up to anything.
Where's your accent?
Fuck you.
I know, right? Oh, you're American all of a sudden now.
Yeah, no British accent.
Fuck you.
Drawing the line.
We're not helping.
Is that the same one? Is this another clip of it?
Wait, hold on.
It seems.
Oh, come on. That was a good mashup.
Hey.
I need to dance. It seems. For inspiration.
We need to put some echo on her voice.
It seems as though we had all slipped into a false sense of comfort. That justice would prevail. And that good.
This is the original edit, but.
Yeah.
Record company took the speech out.
Did not win. Election.
It's against Reagan at the time.
We'll win.
Yeah, all right.
So what today means is that we are far from the end. Today marks the beginning of our story. The revolution starts here.
That was almost a minute of absolutely nothing. She said zilch.
Yeah.
We are at the beginning.
Platitude, platitude.
And we must...
Platitude, platitude, platitude.
We must go forward in order to get to the end. Like a book where you start with the first chapter and you read through all the chapters until you reach the last one. But this, I remind you, is the first chapter. The first chapter of our revolution.
Remember the book where I showed you my vagina for 100 pages?
Right. That was not at the beginning of the book, which is where we are at now.
I think that's worth seeing.
It's more at the midway point, where we will fail to elect any competent liberal.
Well, in all seriousness,
legislators.
It sounds like she had
in 2 years.
It sounds like she had a huge platform and wasted it
in 2 years' time. When I will be back in London.
Yeah.
Swimming in my pool, shaving my pubic hairs into different shapes.
Well, she's back in London right now.
And speaking with a British accent.
That March ended, she got back on her private plane, and she's back in London.
Actually, she didn't technically even land in the country. She was, like, hung from a helicopter that dropped her onto the right behind the podium, and then as soon as she was done, she was like, I have to go to my home planet now. Lifted off.
The Madonna copter.
It just carries her off.
It's got her face on the front of it.
I told her she could come inside the helicopter for the rest of the ride home, but she's being grumpy. Did you see the picture of her pubic hair shaved into a Nike symbol? I just want to vote. We can stop talking about Madonna once I get a round table vote on whether this is actually her pubic hair or not.
Oh, that's right. Madonna pubic hair. That could be a lot. Hold on. Let me find a more specific article.
Madonna pubic hair Nike. Did Madonna shave her pubic hair into... Oh, no. We know she did. I think once that page loads to... Because she posted it on Twitter, didn't she?
It's going to be a big, giant picture of Madonna's bush.
Madonna,
there we go.
Pubic Nike.
Ha! That looks real.
That's probably photo-brushed as hell.
Photo-brushed?
Photoshopped.
Photoshopped, yeah. Photo-brushed. It's a combination of photoshopping and airbrushing.
She totally photo-brushed it before she put it up on the Instaface.
I don't have snap face.
Nobody has snap face. That just doesn't look like any...
It doesn't look real.
No.
That doesn't look like any 50-year-old woman's pubic region. Not that I've seen a lot.
Especially not one that was in use as much as Madonna's.
Right.
She has money. There's surgeries.
But you can't even see that in this picture, so...
Yeah, but labiaplasty only goes so far. Like, that is... That is young, supple skin.
Right.
Right?
It's not my joke, but I think the favorite joke I've heard so far about this is, why didn't you get the jump man? See? Mike gets it. It's the one with the... It's the one that's actual Michael Jordan. It's the guy.
Oh. I got it.
With his hand up.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. So, table vote, nay.
Table vote is...
Nay.
Not Madonna's pussy, and why?
Looks why fake. Is that? Yeah, that just doesn't look real.
Yeah.
Madonna.
That can't be
Nike. A... Vagina.
She wanted to get her shit down that small, which also are not red. She'd have to like...
Michael Hayes? That's a wrestler.
Better call Danny Trejo. Bring over his machete. It's the only thing that's whacking through that bush.
Man, that looks like that's the only picture we could really find.
Right.
What else? Are you looking for another picture of her?
I'm just trying to see if I could find one that actually looks...
She doesn't put a lot of her pictures of her vagina out there. But the only other ones would be from her sex book, and those she's like... I mean, it was the 90s.
Right.
People had pubic hair.
I heard some still do.
I just... Yeah. I bet you that's how most kids get their first talk about sex, and they're like, what the fuck is growing on me? And they're like, you know, Son, when a man loves a woman. I've seen porn. What's this hair on my junk? I know what fucking is. Why am I growing all this weird hair?
You had to give me a cell phone when I was 8. Right. We've already crossed that bridge, Dad.
Hey, but Donald Trump's interested in going to Mars.
Oh, nice.
That's got my attention.
They'll just leave him up there, maybe?
All right.
Like, everyone's like, you're by yourself?
Yeah. How do I work the rocket to come back? Just push the button.
You go first. We'll all follow.
Don't worry.
Just push the button. Which one?
We're sending the ship to come back right behind you.
Right.
Don't worry.
The one with all the fuel.
So, you know, that, I guess that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Get your ass to Mars.
That's what Arnold said to Trump.
I know, right? Yeah, he took over The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Get your ass to Mars.
Get your ass to Mars.
It's my TV show now.
Yeah, meanwhile, they do send another ship right after him, only in that one is Megyn Kelly. You guys. You have to live with her.
You get a whole bunch of people who suck and put them on Mars.
They'd have to put you on there.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Wing.
Zing. There you go, Mike. Leave that.
He was meeting with Elon Musk.
They're telling him he knows more than him.
Old Musky.
Enjoy your musk.
Elon, kick him in the balls.
Enjoy your scent.
It's quite pungent.
Yes. It's one hell of a musk.
Who wants to colonize Mars in the next 40 to 100 years.
That's pretty quick for technology that doesn't exist yet. I mean, I guess at the speed that technology moves right now, sure.
No, we have technology. It's not like we have to invent anything new. Going to Mars is no different than going to the moon in core principle. In pure fact, it is a lot more expensive, takes a lot more resources. You know, but hitting it, we proved that's no problem.
Right.
Well, no, we know how to send metal objects through space.
Getting there, it's more sustaining there. Staying there.
Being there for a long period of time.
Yes.
And so far, they haven't come across anything that they can't just take care of with probes. Until we actually are going to start the colonization process, there's really not a point in people going to visit it. We know what it's like.
How did this meeting go? Listen, I'm gonna destroy the planet. We're gonna need another one. How soon can we get there, Elon?
Listen, Elon, this whole thing could go sideways. I'm gonna need an out.
Yeah. I got the money. I got
Elon,
the funding.
You're my plan B. Go ahead and do your SpaceX thing, but I need
escape pods.
I need a special golden rocket in a secret fortress. So if these women ever march up to my front door and get me.
Yeah, be prepared.
Yeah.
The safe room will be on Mars. That'll be the only safe space by the time he's done being president.
Mars.
His popularity will continue to decline until everybody's mad at him. And they all go, who elected this guy anyway?
Right.
Oh, wait, some of us did. Don't worry, Kurt Hammett is on the case. Kurt Hammett.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's on Twitter and he's fired up.
Oh, man.
About?
Because we really care about his, you know, point of view.
If it does involve Metallica, we don't care,
well,
Kurt.
He's true that Trump's whole America First speech sounds familiar. Certain other nations declared themselves first.
Oh.
Above all others.
He's kind of got a point.
I thought he borrowed his speech from Bane from Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
For the people.
That's right.
For you. The people.
The fools. Mitt Romney thought it was all about him. They're like, that's why they put Bane in that movie, to make fun of me.
Right.
And they're like, no, we're predicting the future. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about Unregimented, available Saturdays at ChristopherMedia.net and iTunes. Is this the start of the dystopian future we all saw in the movies as a kid? Is this where it all went wrong? Will the robots rise up in 2040?
I don't know about robots, but we'll see.
Will Stephen Hawking rule the Earth in a robot body?
Somebody with that knows what's going on around you needs to take control.
Stephen Hawking teams up with Michael Bay
or...
So he can take over the White House?
Oh.
He's got like a Transformer body.
Actually, what I pictured is like Stephen Hawking in his wheelchair flying through the earth at a big explosion behind him. Like he's diving,
like
but he's
Goku.
Got, but in a way where he can Jesus. Still land it.
Dragon Ball Z.
He says, so we are all in this together. Like it or not, we need each other to overcome the bigger threat. Goes on to talk about other things, then comes back to climate change and says, let's not stand for their preaching lies about our Mother Earth. Deny the deniers. They are the Earth killers. Okay. So on one tweet, you're like, we need to come together. But if we're going to fight these
but
huge problems like global
deniers.
Warming. But climate deniers are Nazis and we should all punch them in the face.
Not
what
unifying.
Is this punching of Nazis in the face thing? Like somebody punched a Nazi and I missed it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Nazi punched. Oh, you type in Nazi, you get right to it.
I did not see that coming.
You did not see. Oh, I'm sure you're not the only one to make that joke.
Yeah,
but that
my
was...
grandfather said that to me a long time ago.
Right, but in this case, in this particular case, I'm sure.
You know, I've been waiting for that moment, for this moment.
Nazi punch. Nazi gets punched in the face.
Face.
Hey, no, that's Indiana Jones.
When he punched that big Nazi, that got hit by
yesterday
the
during
umbrella.
Trump's inauguration, a man by the name of Richard Spencer was being interviewed for a documentary when some guy in a black hoodie came up and royally sucker punched him. Boom! Richard Spencer is a neo-Nazi. Here is Richard Spencer from last fall speaking to a bunch of other white supremacists doing a bunch of Nazi stuff.
Nazi stuff.
Well, what is Nazi stuff? Burning crosses, punching black guys?
Right.
But don't worry. Hey, you guys are getting ahead of yourselves, okay? He's calling for peaceful ethnic cleansing.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that makes a big difference.
Which is convincing black people to kill themselves.
Yeah, passively passively telling them to go kill themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and
do us a favor and kill yourself.
Do yourself in.
You've seen The Happening, right?
Yeah.
If we can just convince the trees to be on our side,
yeah.
This whole problem just goes away.
Do the face! Do the face!
Rob Riggle always plays the same character, but he's still funny.
Oh, yeah. Quite hilarious. Enjoy.
Hilarious.
Is that because we're on the Newsman?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Our name is... there's a pun in our name.
I didn't tell Rob how I destroyed a toilet earlier today.
Oh, no.
Glad you didn't.
Don't want to know?
No, I don't like poop stories.
Another time then.
Yes.
Yeah. Or I guess a time when you're not around.
There you go.
Hey, it just needed to happen. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what I say. Natural.
I know you see shit go down, or not go down in some cases. and you're usually like, what kind of asshole? Well, that asshole doesn't always have control.
Right. True.
I have a buddy who shit his pants and then left him behind the toilet at the McDonald's.
Behind the toilet? What a move.
Wow.
Like there was no trash in there?
Joe did that, man.
I've had to throw out some clothing before,
himself,
but...
he took his boxers off and threw them behind the toilet.
Why behind the toilet?
Yeah, why?
Who's what is that
why
supposed to do?
Why not behind the toilet?
Why leave it out?
Why didn't you just stuff one pant leg down the drain?
There you go.
Block it up and then flush a few times.
That is a good question.
That's an interesting choice. I guess it's shame, right? I mean, why else would you do that?
Right.
Oh, well, it happens. I'll move on. Sorry. I'm sorry I brought it up. Hey, we all have regrets. I looked at a picture of... I looked at a picture of a cow missing most of its head earlier today.
Ooh.
And I was like, why did I look at that? It's a whole video. Like, it got...
Fucking 4chan.
It lost the front part of it. It lost almost its entire head. Except for its brain to a train.
Holy crap.
Oh.
And it was just sitting there confused, wondering why it couldn't like see, hear.
Right.
Smell. Moving on.
Yeah.
Disturbing images.
Yeah, that is pretty disturbing. Yeah, I saw a pretty disturbing one, but it made me sad.
But do you have a stomach for gross shit? I have a very limited stomach for some gross shit.
It just depends on what
I guess, that's so subjective. Nobody has a stomach for gross shit.
Right.
If it's gross to you, you don't have a stomach for it.
I think I've become desensitized to it because of, like, movies and stuff.
Gore?
Know? Yeah, gore.
Hmm. You know, there's certain movies that, I don't know. If a movie has a, it's kind of campy or superhero-y, no matter what type of gore or crazy thing they do, it's never going to, like, freak me out or
right.
seem excessive. Yeah. But certain movies, when they tend to have a lot more realism to them, and then they show, like, for example, Irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
There's this crazy scene in a nightclub where this Asian guy gets in a fight and breaks this other guy's arm, and I think then somebody else comes in and tackles him and smashes his head in with a fire extinguisher.
Damn.
That he ripped off the wall. And it's brutal.
They show a lot of it?
They keep showing shots because it's in a nightclub and it's strobe lights.
Right.
So you get flashes of it, and yeah. they do show a healthy amount of it.
Wow.
Like, this was clearly somebody made a head that right. they would literally gross. Smash to make it look like a real human head getting yeah. smashed. It also has the most intense and brutal rape scene that is like 5 minutes of one shot.
Jesus.
Of what was the chick, the Italian actress, really curvy, beautiful.
Monica Bellucci?
Yes.
She was in Matrix, right?
Was she in the Matrix?
In the third one?
Oh, I didn't get that far. Okay. I was like, I'm out.
I enjoyed them all.
Monica Bellucci, though, really?
Yeah.
Did she wear, like, one of those Kate Beckinsale outfits?
Yeah, actually, she did. Yeah, PVC.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sup, sluts?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, how easy.
Oh, they're sluts. Come on. Wearing they are PVC, not. They're for actors. God's sakes.
They're actors.
Actors.
It's not the first time I've seen her taking on a log.
All actors are actors.
She's taking on a log?
Yeah.
Actress is pejorative. Come on, it's 2017.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.